USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Isaias could dump more than 6 inches of rain along the coast of Florida. Robbie Bird from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
We think Isaias is going to maintain tropical storm strength for the next several days. In fact, even once the storm gets up close to New England, we think it'll still be producing tropical storm winds even up in that area.
The storm is predicted to make landfall on Monday in the Carolinas. There was a long meeting on Capitol Hill over coronavirus relief legislation. Lawmakers say there's still a long way to go before they reach a deal. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
It is a priority for the president to make sure that we deal with the issue that unemployment has run out and the rental eviction.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva said that he has tested positive for COVID-19. On Tuesday, Grijalva had been in a Natural Resources Committee hearing with Congressman Louie Gohmert, who tested positive earlier this week. Gohmert was seen at times in close proximity to Grijalva not wearing a mask. Grijalva said in his statement, numerous congressmen are not taking enough precautions against COVID-19. Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger said she tested positive for COVID-19 after sitting next to Gohmert on a flight from Texas on Sunday evening. Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson tweeted that he had dinner with Gohmert on Monday, and though he feels fine, he's going to self-quarantine for 14 days. The military is calling off the search for 7 Marines and a sailor who went missing during a training accident off the coast of California. One Marine was reported dead and 2 others were injured. 5 people made it back to the ship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A Michigan teenager that was detained for skipping online school is now free. With more, here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
The 15-year-old girl from suburban Detroit was sent to juvie for not completing her online schoolwork after an Oakland County judge found the girl violated the terms of her probation. The girl, only identified as Grace, was freed after her lawyer appealed the decision. Grace, who was released to her mother, will be free pending the appeal of the judge's guilty verdict for failure to submit any schoolwork and getting up for school. The case first reported by ProPublica drew national attention.
President Trump may force a popular app to shut down operations in the U.S. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump may force TikTok to sell its U.S. operations as the White House ramps up their concerns about the popular video sharing app, especially over its ownership by ByteDance, a Chinese company. Chinese law can compel any domestic company to hand over data it collects on users. The president said, "We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok or doing some other things. We're looking at a lot of alternatives with respect to that company." While TikTok is largely seen as an app for young people, it tracks phone locations and users' metadata like many apps, and China has demonstrated an appetite for Americans' personal data. TikTok has also faced repeated accusations of censoring content unappetizing to Beijing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.